What is up, guys? This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Perry.
Today we got something really cool. And I'm talking really cool. You can't see it, but I'm holding it up right now. It's called an MTB, a mystery tackle box. Actually, I forgot to say catch of the day.
It's okay.
Anyways, so this is our Mystery Tackle Box Pro. Trying something out. Pretty cool. It's got a big old 2 on the side. It's pretty cool.
So, I think we're going to plan on doing this monthly because it's a monthly subscription box. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully we're going to do like an unboxing of this at, monthly. So, that'll be fun. So, what we're going to do is an unboxing. So, I guess let's get right into it.
So, you can get these on MrTackleBox.com or on ShopCrawls.com.
ShopCrawls, please sponsor.
So when you open it, it's got these 2 little tabs that say unfold. It's just a giveaway. Don't really worry about it. And let's get right into the baits.
First off, we got this Loco 10 crankbait. It's a 3.5 inch, 1/2 ounce, depth of 5 to 10 feet, deep diving crankbait. It's like a shad color. It looks actually really good for like a deep water lake or pond. Or not pond, but you know, obviously, most ponds aren't 5 to 10 foot, you know. So, that's hopefully going to be very good.
Next up, we got the Lunker Hunt Shock 2.5F. I mean, I think that stands for 2.5 feet. It's the Impact Series. It's a, yeah, so it's a 0 to 2.5 feet floating crankbait with a wide wobble. It's a 3/8 ounce weight and 2 inch in length. It is greenback, as they call it, but it looks like a beetle color to me.
Yeah, beetle, panfish kind of color, I'd say.
Yeah, it's got a little blue on it. It's very nice. Is it a... I think it's a square bill.
Yeah, square bill. Looks like to me.
Yeah. All right.
All right, next up, we have these Excite Baits Raptor Tail Juniors, like a little creature crawl bait, and Green Pumpkin. So these baits look really great. We're... In like a week or so, we're going up to the mountains, and I think we're going to try and use these for smallmouth. They look like a really good clear water bait, and hopefully we can throw these and catch some big old smallmouth on these. Never caught a smallmouth, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, same here. Next in the box, we have Exopod 3.5 inch little crawfish, I guess.
Creature, crawfish.
Yeah. Type of thing. They are in Okeechobee crawl, I think.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, Okeechobee crawl. They're 3.5 inches long. It's a 7-pack.
I think this is going to be a really, really good crawfish bait.
Didn't you fish with these?
I mean, smallmouth bait. But yeah, I have. They smell like trash. They smell like...
Oh, I haven't smelled them yet.
They're bad. Let's see it. Let's watch Jackson. It's pretty bad.
It smells like catfish bait.
It does smell like catfish bait. It smells like straight up catfish bait. But I caught some largemouth on it, so... Hopefully, I think these are going to wreck smallmouth, so... Hopefully. All right. So, next up, we got this Ike's Flip-Out Jig. It's a missile jig. It's this red and black color. It's actually a 3/4 ounce, and I believe the color is California Love. This looks like a really good jig, but I feel like it's going to be for deeper water because 3/4 ounce is pretty heavy.
Heavy jig.
Pretty heavy, but I think it's going to work. Got a weedless little cover on there. Looks pretty good for stained water. We'll see how that works.
All right, next up, we got the J. Praz Series Flash Jig. It's a 1-ounce jig with an underspin blade, and it's built in 4 different sizes to allow you to fish shallow or deep, whichever you prefer. So this is probably the deep water.
1 ounce is heavy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very heavy.
This is not going to be great for us, but hey. And it's mustad, hook, and a weed guard. So
that looks really good for, like, really, really muddy, dark water. It's like white
it's
and chartreuse
very bright.
And blue.
It doesn't say a color on it, so, but it's chartreuse on top, blue on the bottom, white, and a big spinner. So,
all right. Last but not least, we have this plastic runner, Roadrunner, and 1/4 ounce. It's like a little inline spinner. What's really cool about this is it's like it comes with 2 swim baits on it, like 2 paddle tail swim baits on it, but you can change out the paddle tails. Or, like, the actual swim baits. So, it's like the jig head, and you could put, like, you know, whatever you wanted to. If you have, like, a a Guggen saucy swimmer or something like that. You could put that on there, whatever you prefer. So I think this is going to be really good because it's like a spinnerbait kind of without a skirt. So this is probably going to work really well, I hope. Let's see if there's a color on here. I don't think there is a color on here, but I hope this works really well. I think it will. Yeah, I said that. Okay. 1/4 ounce. It looks probably about 3-ish inches long, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 inches long. So it's going to be pretty good for a large mouth, maybe even some small mouth. We'll see.
It comes with a few pamphlets, including, I don't know how to say it, honestly. It's whatever. It's got tips and tricks, junk fishing, and then a little summary of what you got.
So the Mystery Tackle Box Pro is $30?
Yes.
$30.
$29.99.
We got $42 worth of stuff. So we actually did pretty well on this one. I really recommend it so far. It's our first month of getting it, but it came with really good baits for what the month is. There's a few things you can do. You can do like bass only, like trout, catfish, bass, panfish, trout. Like you can do all this like different things for what you want to get.
You can get an assortment too, which comes with a few of each.
Yeah. And they change it by the month. So like if it was winter baits, they're not going to give you like summer baits, like a frog or something, mm-hmm. you know? So they really customize it for what the weather is.
I would say my favorite is the classic runners, Roadrunner spinner. I'd say that it's just a really cool addition to any swim bait. What's your favorite?
My favorite is probably going to be the Exopods, the 3.5-inch little Okajubi cross. I think these are going to work really well for smallmouth, so, and they look really good, so I like them.
Okay, so fish thoughts.
Fish thoughts! Let's go!
All right, so this week we want to be talking about best fall baits. Fall's right around the corner.
Yep,
I think
right
it's like
it.
A week and a half-ish. September 22nd is when fall begins. So we figured that we'd give you some great baits.
Yeah. So this is our personal opinion on what we found the best to be in fall. So, you know. All right, so first up, you want to go first or me?
I can go first if you'd like me to. First up, we got crankbaits. Square bill in either brim or shad colors. You can rip them through the grass and by docks, and it'll trigger reaction strikes. And then lipless, when it starts to get a little bit cooler, like a rattle trap, and by the grass, like just outside of the edge of the grass when the fish are starting to hunt, works great.
Yeah. You know, rocky. I'm trying to find it because I read in this junk fishing pamphlet that we got in the Mr. Tackle Box, it said something, it had some, crankbait tips, I believe. So if I can find them real quick. Here we go. Chuck crankbaits around rocks, stumps, and other hard bottom areas. The noise and water displacement from crankbaits will help elicit strikes from fish hiding near hard cover. So, you know, if you see some rocks, you know, just throw a crankbait beside it and reel it in and see what happens. So next up, we got spinnerbaits. These are a great fall bait. You know, they're a flashing lure. Obviously, they're called a spinner bait because there's like a piece of metal on there that spins around and gives it like this flash, this noise, this vibration that really helps catch fish. You know, you can pop and twitch while fishing different depths and speeding up and slowing down to mimic being scared near docks and cover like that. Next up, we got finesse worms, which you can do in drop shot, wacky worm. They're really good to use, you know, just twitch it, stop and go, whatever you want, you know. You can fish them in so many different ways. You can do, like, a stick bait, you know, whatever you want.
Ribbon tails.
All
kinds of different
stuff.
All
finesse worms.
So many different types.
Yeah.
And then we got swim baits. Again, shad and brim color to classic fall color. And you want to speed them up and slow them down to mimic being scared. Anything that really swims like that, that's what you want to do. And you want to fish near schools of bait or by grass or structure. It's just a they work great all the time, but especially
yeah,
in the fall. When they're hunting and they're getting up their belly for the spawn,
yeah,
that's when they're eating.
So just a quick little tip. If you're really, really new to fishing, like if you're just going to go out and buy some lures, get started, there's two things I recommend. Worms, like plastic worms, and swim baits. Because one, finesse worms, like plastic worms are really, really easy to use. You just cast them out. You can move them how you want. And then swim baits are super, super easy to use. All you got to do is just reel it in slowly. Or you can reel quickly and then reel slowly to kind of mimic like the fish being scared. So that's just like two really good beginner baits.
And they're both relatively cheap. Like you get into some of these crank baits and they're $15, $12. But you can buy these little soft plastic swim baits and little soft plastic anything.
$2-3
Yeah.
At Walmart.
You don't have to get the nicest ones.
I don't know.
But like if you get cheap crankbaits, swim weird and stuff. Yeah. And they're just, yeah. And then we got creature baits, like the crawfish, lizards, bandito bug, the classic.
Oh, yes.
And then you want to hop and lift them, you know, like picking it up and then letting it fall and picking it up and letting it fall. And you just want to keep doing that because that's when they're hunting. They're going to see that and then boom.
Oh, yeah. Jigs. Yes, jigs. So I think a great fall color is probably a crawfish color probably. Like this. Yeah, like this right here. This red and black jig will probably do really well right now. And like a bluegill color would probably work well. Mm-hmm. Not really the bright, bright colors right now, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have found that they just don't work as well. The fish aren't really, like, you know, like super active. Like in springtime, you know, they're getting ready. So that's the best colors for jigs. Jigs work really well in the fall. Yeah.
So reel it in.
Reel it in. Today, we talked about our first ever mystery tackle box. Really recommend it. Shop Carl's, please sponsor them again.
And we talked about the best fall baits. That's pretty much it.
See y'all. Have a good day.
Bye.